This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, April 28th. Well, cattle markets yesterday had a fairly active day. We were stronger most of the day as the grain market clearly looked like it was just running out of gas and putting in some important reversals after new contract highs. Cattle market started to bounce and had a nice little run to the upside, and then it just kind of gave it all back on the close. So interesting formation, little spike highs with only, barely even coming off of the lows. So we'll see what today gives. So far this morning, we've seen the market bounce back pretty well, so it's recapturing some of those gains that it lost yesterday. But I would think that if the grain space has topped, then the cattle, especially the feeder cattle, have some room to go to the upside. It's been a pretty significant slide in prices for both lives and feeders, and the snapback should be pretty impressive as well. In the cash trade, we're seeing just a few thousand head trade, but they're down about $2 from last week at around 119 on the Fed trade. Haven't really seen anything develop yet on the dress trade, but box beef values are soaring higher, just solid, rock solid prices on the box beef, up 579 on the choice at 291, select up 518 at 280. The spread was up 61 cents, 1146, movement 105 loads. So once again, we see the box beef prices just, push higher, and yet the live cattle market can't do anything. You know, the Fed trade, in fact, was down a couple dollars. So the feedlots simply just have no leverage at all. The packers are making unbelievably high margins, and yet none of that is translating back to the producer or the feedlot. That's the nature of the game, especially when you have a restricted capacity in the packing plant because of COVID security concerns. Now, packers would be processing a lot more cattle if they could at these kind of margins. They just can't. And so that we continue to see the feedlots struggle to stay current while you have record high profitability among the packers. Slaughter rates yesterday, week to date, we're at 238,000 head processed. That's down 2,000 from last week at this time, and it's almost double of a year ago. So of course a year ago is pretty skewed numbers, but it does show a little bit of a slowdown from last week, although last week we were running ahead of the pace from the week prior. The feeder cattle index continuing to erode. We're down 28 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 135.22. So for the 10th day in a row, feeder cattle index is lower. And again, much of this is just due to weather and corn prices too. Obviously, it's becoming way more expensive to feed cattle in the lots. But you've got a lot of numbers coming into the auction yards from the Northern Plains, and that's due to the drought. And then, of course, you have skyrocketing feed grain prices, just a horrible combination for feeder cattle. And again, the live cattle haven't been able to get off the mats either with, storing box beef values and just not translating back to the live cattle market. So feeder cattle finding it pretty difficult to find some positive numbers here. That said, it when you look at the charts from the futures market, it does look like we're stabilizing down here. And we had a pretty decent day to start out with yesterday and close all that well, but we are bouncing back here so far today, about mid-session. So I look for feeders to catch down here. They pretty much shrugged off limit up corn a couple days ago. They were able to shrug off, a volatile session in grains yesterday. So it does look like we're finding some pretty key support down here and could see a nice bounce. Even halfway back will be a good, $7 to $8 bounce. So I look for that. And then longer term, probably take another leg down into the summer months. It's just, we've got a lot of numbers to contend with, a lot of numbers coming into the feedlots. That's going to keep pressure on the live cattle trade. I think as you get into late summer, those cattle are going to be finishing, and it's going to be on expensive feed because we're not going to have any new crop supply. At the earliest for wheat would be in July. But for corn, of course, that takes you well into September. So it's a long way before we get more comfortable with our feed grain supplies, and that's just here in the United States, not to mention around the rest of the world. A lot of time and a lot of weather between now and then. So the cattle complex, you know, clearly we've put in some our seasonal highs. There's little doubt about that. We'll get a bounce here. You know, might even last a couple weeks, considering how long it's taken us to pull back, to sell off, I mean. But for the longer term, I do think that once we get our correction here to the upside, the markets will take another leg down into the summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.